Thank you, Mike. I completely forgot we've got baseball tickets.
Let me go back here to my notes. We were going to make you work for it this time. Last time it was just text when you hear the sound. And you, if you know any of the four Arizona Diamondbacks whose high school, college, and professional career were all here in Arizona, there's four of them. Text their name to 411-923. Between now and the next news break, bottom of the hour, that is at 10:27:50 exactly. You've got a little over 6 minutes to look that up. Text it in. We'll take all the texters that come in that amount of time and pick a random drawing, and you will be going to a Diamondbacks game. It is, let's see here in our newsletter, scroll down to the bottom. It is game 35 against the Milwaukee Brewers. And these are great seats, y'all. They call them the dugout seats. You're in the row 13, seats 7 and 8, compliments of KTAR, our flagship station. You'll feel like you can just reach out and touch them. And it's a great spot for when they do the air cannons and they're throwing stuff into the crowd. You're in a great sitting position to grab whatever promotional item they're shooting into the stand. So there's four Diamondbacks players, high school, college, and pros here in Arizona. So obviously if they did pros, they were a Diamondback player. They could have come out of a variety of, obviously, colleges and high school. But there's four that have done their professional baseball career. Look it up. Text it to 411. Any of them. You don't have to text all four. Right? We don't need them all. Just any of the four. And like I said, we'll have a random drawing. Continuing on our conversation of garage, before I kind of jumped the gun, decide what you're going to use the garage for ahead of time. And that's really going to determine the end product. Is it a hobby shop? Is it a theater? Is it storage? Is it sport recreation store equipment? Or are you just going to park in it? Are you finally going to get it cleaned up and put your vehicle in your garage to keep it out of the sun? You've got to determine what you're going to use it for. Now, on the topic of cooling, I'm excited. We're actually getting product tests requests constantly, and one of the coolest ones I have ever seen, the mini split air conditioner you've heard me talk about. It's exactly that. It's a split unit. You've got the compressor outside, and then you've got the unit on the interior that delivers the cool air. Usually has a remote control. You can turn it on and control it. Little tiny units that they're not intrusive. They don't make a lot of noise. Comes in, cools your off. Well, now there's a portable air conditioning unit that Frigidaire has come out on the market with, and they reached out to us this week and said, we want to send you this portable air conditioning. Try it out if you like it. Obviously they want the rosy endorsement if it's something we're going to use. So it is in shipment, and it's pretty cool. And it's not as expensive as you would think. You have, in fact, when we're talking evap coolers, I think it was right around $600 that the slim wall was. Well, the MSRP on this unit is $650 for a portable air conditioning unit. And it's, how many BTUs you think a portable air conditioning would come with? No idea. This one, 12,000. I mean, so it's packing a punch, and it's of course. Thank you, Tim Allen. It works with it's Wi-Fi, so you can control it from your smartphone if you're coming home and you want to turn it on in the garage. If you're if you can't take your butt off the couch and walk 10 feet to turn it on. You could do it with your phone right there. So it got a lot of new features. It was not something we saw at the National Hardware Show. This is just somebody that reached out to us this week. We'll be anxious. And, of course, you'll get reports on that here at Rosie on the House. And just for the record, no, Kurt Schilling is not a correct answer. You have to have a correct answer. Barry Bonds is not a correct answer. Luis Gonzalez is not a correct answer to our trivia. So you can't just send a name and expect to get in the drawing. You've got to look up the actual players that did high school, college, and professional here in Arizona. And then you'll be entered to win the Diamondbacks tickets. And we have, about a minute and a half here till the next break. You can Google those answers or go to the Diamondbacks website. I'm sure it's on there as well. And we just want one. I don't need all four. Just one of the guys that did their whole baseball career here in Arizona, and you'll be entered to win the Diamondbacks tickets. I don't have the date on it, but it's game 35 against the Brewers. It's Rosie on the House talking through our garage conversion. Here we'll go through the rest of our talking points on the backside of the news break. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. It's our open line hour, so we do take any and all questions. Generally, that's in the 9 o'clock hour, and our professional is in at the 10, but we switched those this week due to scheduling conflicts. So it's our open line hour, 1-888-767-4348.